What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is the most embarrassing mistake someone has made at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my mistake, actually, I was working part-time at a 7-Eleven. I worked overnight, so, you know, the crowds here and there, not too many people, but the few you get are kind of crazy.
Yep.
I got bored. I'm rummaging through all the drawers behind the counters, just kind of looking for something to do, something to play with, occupy my time. I found a little, looked like a finger button, looked kind of like a flashlight. It's got a little LED light on the front of it. When I pressed it, it glows red. I'm like, all right, cool. I pressed it a few times, play with it, throw it back in the drawer. And I don't know, 15 minutes later, a single police officer walks into the gas station. So me trying to be funny, I go, oh, haha, wasn't me, guy. And he looks at me real serious. He just kind of looks behind him and starts looking around. Four more officers walked in, fully loaded, bulletproof vests, AR-15s. I had pressed the silent alarm.
Oh my.
And how many times do you think you pressed it?
I couldn't hear you there.
How many times do you think you pressed it?
Somewhere between 5 and 500.
Okay. Jesus.
So they very silently had to search the whole store. They checked the beer cooler and everything, and just on the way out kind of just were shaking their heads at me.
Now, when you were hired there, they never explained to you where it is or what it was?
No. No, man, not once.
I mean, wouldn't you think the point of having a silent alarm is, hey, if the guy's in trouble, here it is. That way you're not alerting the guy that's up to no good. And also, don't press it if you're not in trouble.
Does anyone find out about this? Or are you the only one who knows? Do they report that they were there to anybody? Or are you just able to let it slide?
I was very seriously talked to the next day.
So they did find out.
Yeah. There was a report that had to be filled out. I had to file some paperwork. And my boss was not happy.
Yeah, but
I mean, well, did you say, like, bro, you got to tell people what this is, you know?
And the other thing that deplored me was, I mean, why is it in the back of a junk drawer?
I don't know. That's a little strange.
I mean, maybe there's keys to the register
or having it hid so it's not as obvious that you're pressing it, but not telling you is a massive mistake.
Yeah. I mean, that's the main thing.
Because you might need it for real one day.
That's my point. Right, like, you might need it. Well, I've told you, years ago, my buddy Tony, his girlfriend at the time, very sweet girl, she worked at a bank. And she was a teller, and this is when people still went to the bank to get their money. And I guess this particular guy, where things went sideways, he was a regular there because he's retired. So I don't know if it's every 2 weeks or once a month, but he'd go in there and get his pension check. And he's the kind of dude that when he walked in, they greeted him by name. And he would hang out for an extra 10 minutes just telling them about his day. Right, he's that guy. And she'd been there maybe 2 weeks. So just understand, when I got home from work that day, I do not know what has happened, but she is sitting on the sofa She's not actively crying, but you can tell she's been crying a lot for a long time. Mm-hmm. And all the roommates are around her. Everyone's consoling her. And I'm looking at Tony. And Tony looks more annoyed, and he's just kind of shaking his head. Like, you ain't going to believe this. So finally, finally, he explains to me. I'm like, what the hell happened to your girl, man? He's like, she was at the bank. Old man comes in, cashes the check. He's as nice as he always is. And when he got to the front door to walk out, the ink pack exploded on his ass, all right? I mean, just boom. So this dude's covered in ink. Now he's locked in. The cops have to show up. Obviously, it was easily resolved, you know.
So one of the bills has this on it?
So I don't remember, and I'm sure maybe each bank does it different. In her case, I believe it was the top bill for each denomination, with the exception of ones, was the one that sets off the ink pack. So the idea was, and keep in mind, she had been trained on this. So it's when you give someone money, and I'm pretty sure it's either the top or bottom bill, but like, do not give them the top or bottom bill, because that's the one that activates the ink thing and sends this alarm off to the cops. So again, it wasn't just any particular customer. It is this guy that they know and love, and he's been doing this for years, and no one's the wiser. She hands him the money. She is specifically the person that counted out the money and said, man, when he got to the door, this stuff blew up. And it said he's like 78 years old at the time. I mean, like, everything about it was bad. And then because it's the ink they use at banks, for obvious reasons, it's not like you can just wash it off. It's not like you just go home and clean up. Like, dude was blue for like a week.
Out there looking like Papa Smurf.
Now, here's the thing. When I heard this, Tony told me in a separate room. She's still in the living room being consoled. I'm above her in my bedroom. I laughed my ass off. And by the time I came downstairs, so I didn't say anything.
Were you getting mean mugged?
Oh, by everybody, man. They were like, we could hear you laughing. I'm like, no, hey, look, man, I don't know what happened at your job today. I was laughing about something else. She's like, you know goddamn well what happened at my job today. I'm like, look, I'm sorry, man. I know you're upset, but that is
he's blue. That is funny.
I thought it was hilarious. She did not, but she kept her job.
All right, I was going to ask. I didn't know if you said that. Did she get fired?
She did not get fired, but she was no longer the teller. And when we would go there to visit her or pick her up after work, she was the person that greeted you at the door to ask you if you wanted to open a new savings account or something. But yeah, they would not put her in the teller position again.
Guys, years ago, I was hired at a local home improvement store. I went through the one-hour training session for the forklift. Didn't get much practice using it, though, but shortly after.
1 hour.
A customer ordered a pallet of shingles and paid for them, intending to pick them up later. Standard practice was to write the customer's name on a sheet of paper, tape it to the pallet, and put the pallet on a shelf in the warehouse. So when I go out there, the shelves were full except for one spot at the very top of a long row of shelves. What nobody knew at the time, because the shelving was new, was that the empty shelf had not been installed correctly.
Oh.
I put the pallet up, but as I pulled out the forks, the entire shelf gave way. And the pallet fell through the shelf onto the shelf below. That shelf also gave out. Both pallets then fall down to the next shelf, and so on, until all five shelves had collapsed on top of each other. By the way, the scattered packages of shingles everywhere. Evidently, the shelves were connected because the next set of shelves and pallets also came crashing down. It took three guys over 8 hours to clean up the mess. After that, anytime I went into the warehouse, the guys dropped whatever they were doing and came over to get whatever I needed with the forklift. I do not know how I did not get in trouble for that.
Wow. Okay.
That's crazy.
Seems like you need more than an hour to be forklift certified.
That would be my thought.
You would think so. Guys, I had an office job of random tasks. One day was assigned to send the results for scholarship applications. I thought I was being efficient and clever by folding, stamping, addressing, and packing these letters assembly line style. But in my genius process, I got the letters and envelope addresses mixed up. So the wrong people got the acceptance letters, and the wrong people got the rejection letters. This is also when they realized I was only 15 and not legal for employment. So they brushed it under the rug somehow.
Wow.
Yes.
That's bad, man.
Damn. Yes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Question, what was the most embarrassing mistake someone made at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. So, I owned a game store, you know, Magic Cards, Pokemon, in Snohomish.
All right.
Shout out Geek Fortress. And I owned it for a decade. So, we have a Charizard. Charizard, one of the Pokemon, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miles knows that.
I know all about it.
All right, yeah. So we had one of the first edition whatevers, and it was priced at $800. And I'm like, you know, I have it for a while. I have someone work for me every now and then, and I come into work the next day, and I see the card is missing. And my first thought is, hell yeah, we sold the card. All right, that's $800. I go and I look at the receipts, and I'm looking at the cash, and I'm counting, and I see it on the day. It's like $500 or $600 on the day, and I'm like, wait a second, hang on. Like, did you sell this card? And he's like, oh, yeah, I sold the card. And I'm like, how much did you sell it for? And he's like, oh, I looked it up online, and I sold it for the price at $80. Oh. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, show me what you looked up. And he looked it up, and he showed me, and he had the wrong version of the card because there's multiple versions or whatever. So he sold an $800 card for $80 to a customer.
And that customer to this day is super happy.
Did he ever come? Did the customer ever come back looking for more great deals?
So, yeah. Happy ending to the story. The customer was a regular.
All right.
And so I called him and I was like, hey, this was a huge mistake. If you come back and we could work out a deal, I could give it to you for a lot cheaper. But then you could keep coming back and I don't have to, you know. Like, this was an obvious error. You knew it was an error, which is why you said, okay.
Yeah.
And so he came back, and I gave it to him. He gave me an extra $520. Basically, I sold it to him for $600.
All right.
And he was still real happy.
What makes that card worth that much money? Like, what is it about this particular?
Something, right? Like, rarity. This is like a first edition versus a non-first edition. I was a big Magic guy. That's what my store was. Pokemon was never my thing. I was too old for it at the time. But this was just one of those versions that was more expensive than the other versions of that card. But, yeah.
Damn.
All right. Why'd you get out of the business after 10 years?
After 10 years? That's a great story. I was tired of working 7 days a week. And having no insurance and not having a regular paycheck and not having paid time off and basically all the things that entrepreneurs really don't get as a sole business owner.
Yeah.
And I gave it all up for a paycheck and PTO, and now I'm home every night for dinner and I got time with the family and all of the wonderful things that 40 hours a week gives you that 80 hours doesn't.
Right. Yep, makes sense.
Jesus.
What is the most embarrassing mistake someone made at work? 206-803-ROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.